And coming up next, it's the January 5th, 2023 edition of Bathrobe Spears Broadsides, which is a flashback. We're going to be jumping back today to, where are we going back to? Let's see. November 8th, 2007. It's a flashback with, it was at the time of the light brown apple moth spray that provoked a lot of controversy, even where both the populace, or many people in the populace, and the local politicians sort of got together, actually. And I was even on that team, if you will, as well, about whether people should be sprayed or not, particularly homeless people, because they had less protection if there were, it did turn out to be a toxic element in the spray. I don't recall the actual outcome. I think there was a spray, at least on one occasion. I don't know whether this was before or after the 8th, this netcast or this broadcast. Then I was going out live in a studio with a phone line. And I played also the Tony Madrigal interview. Tony Madrigal was a council member at that time who was Latino, but far from an advocate for Latino or poor people's rights, although perhaps he was the least obviously anti-homeless on the council, although he was really simply kind of I kind of regard him as a union leader who just slipped into a political position. And it's an exercise in power more than anything else. There's discussion of, I interviewed him. This was the time where I was preparing, along with other homeless folks and HUF activists, for the Homies for the Homeless, or actually it was a continuation of the Homies for the Homeless protest in front of the bookshop Coonerty, now known as the Bookshop Santa Cruz, and probably known in that same way then, but it was owned by the Coonerty family. And Coonerty was also, I guess he was either, he'd just become mayor or he was vice mayor at that time. And we were concerned again, as we are now, about the criminalization of homeless people who try to fall asleep outside, either inside or outside their own shelter. And of course, the city has a law that makes that a crime, as it did then. The law is differently worded now. It doesn't have the word sleep in it, but it still has the same ultimate impact in giving the police the power to harass people, rain or shine, most cruelly in the rain, as has been happening recently. Actually, what I think I may do is play one interview with a guy who was at the Santa Cruz Civic Auditorium, which was finally opened, perhaps under pressure from the ACLU of all people, although I haven't gotten real confirmation of that. That was a suggestion raised at the HUF meeting today, the Homeless United for Friendship and Freedom meeting, the group I work with, today being the 5th of January. So I think I will play that before I begin this sort of replay of the two-hour November 8th, 2007 show. Anyway, you're going to hear, though, some old-timers, some of whom are still with us, and some who are continuing to give commentary on my show, Scope It Out, Scott Graham, Dangerous John Teal King, Vision Song Valerie, Skidmark Bob, and, goodness, well, there's Irrepressible Madison, and finally, and there was an article that I read on waterboarding in American history as a sort of a supposed acceptable non-torture technique adopted by the Bush administration in Iraq, and not really fought very strongly by the Democratic opposition. That's coming up. But first, let's hear the theme song. I mean, why not?
I'm tired of moon songs, of star and of June songs. They simply make me nap. And ditties romantic drive me nearly frantic. I think they're all for History's making, nations are quaking. Why sing of stars above? For while we are waiting, Father Time's creating new things to be singing of. Sing me a song with social significance. All other tunes are taboo. I want a ditty with heat in it, appealing with feeling and meat in it. Sing me a song with social significance, or you can sing till you're blue. Let meaning shine from every line, or I won't love you.
So this is an interview with Arnie Slogan, I believe. I think it's Arnie, not Ernie. I call him Ernie, but I think it's Arnie on reviewing the audio. The Civic Auditorium was opened as an emergency shelter, as I mentioned before, under pressure. This is the first drop-in or walk-in winter shelter or warming center that the city has funded and actually done for the extreme weather conditions this winter at all. There's been no winter armory shelter other than a program that was stashed at the armory up there because the city wanted to eliminate the benchlands. Given the flooding, it might have been such a bad idea, provided they had actually been provided other real options. But most people were driven into the bushes, hence up to the Poganip or to Sycamore Grove or to Harvey West or to other areas, as I continue to point out. So in actuality, the city violated the courts and the law in terms of the Martin versus Boise civil rights decision that protected the rights of homeless people if they happen to have a lawyer hanging around with them who wants to bother to file an injunction. So that's always a kind of an if. I wish I'd gotten more interviews at the Civic. It looked like it was a free access, unlike, let's say, the Civic after the earthquake of 1989, where they actually wouldn't take in homeless people who were previously homeless, only the newly homeless who had been housed, or let's put it this way, there seemed to be a division in how they were all treated. And when homeless people who weren't able to go into the Civic Auditorium because they said it was full, pretty big place to be full, although there was quite an earthquake, when they tried to sleep on the steps or nearby in a tent, they were arrested by the police. And I remember that because I was there when they were arrested and came to some of their, I'm not sure if I came to their trials, but it was pretty grotesque, but pretty telling, and in a way, pretty typical of that time. And unfortunately, it remains that the ongoing policy and underlying practice of the city council and its police department. But anyway, let's hear Arnie, or Ernie, as I insist on calling him. Free radio on the net, probably, if not tonight, then Sunday. So I'm talking with
Arnie Slogan.
And Arnie, it's the 5th of January. We're at the Civic Auditorium. It's about 11. You're here with your bike.
Yeah.
And you picked up a nice looking blanket, a cup of coffee, and the milk and the peanut butter came from elsewhere.
They came from here. They give you food and stuff. You know what they got.
How long you been here today?
I've been here since it opened up yesterday. But I went and done a few things. You know, and come back.
And were you here overnight?
Yeah.
How was the scene overnight?
It was pretty quiet. There was nobody making no noise or nothing. Everybody had good sleep, I guess.
How many folks?
I slept over against the wall. Probably about 40.
And are they keeping it open tonight?
Yeah, I think so until tomorrow. If it lightens up tomorrow, so they'll close it down.
Would you be coming back tonight yourself?
Yeah, yes.
Is there a curfew? Or?
You don't have to worry about nobody missing me and stuff because there's so many people, you know.
Really?
If I start anything, they put them out of here. That's a good thing. But, yeah, it's a safe place to come to, actually, you know. You just get in and out of the rain and get you something to eat. And, you know, take a shower. They got showers.
How are the folks with pets?
The what now?
Like with their dogs and so forth.
Oh, yeah, the pets. I haven't seen no pets get in there or nothing. They've all got along pretty good.
How many folks would you estimate are here?
Are here right now? right now?
Yeah.
So about 40, 45.
And last night?
About 40.
And do you have a phone yourself?
What, phone?
Telephone.
No.
Okay. Well, we're doing a meeting, but it's five blocks away in the rain. So we got coffee there, too. But you ever been to the Sub Rosa? You ever been to the bike church?
Bike church, yeah.
It's right next to the bike church. If you get up there and you get cold and wet, come on in, we'll have some coffee. And we're talking about civil rights for homeless people, you know, when they're not opening the Civic Auditorium.
Right.
Which is, you know, all the time.
It's a wonderful thing that they open this for everybody to come to.
That would be good.
Because there's a lot of people, you know, it gets cold out there when you get wet.
Dig it.
Especially about 3 o'clock in the morning.
Where were you more or less outside, if you wish to say?
Outside, probably over to, I don't know, over there by the clock tower. I slept over a couple times just in my sleeping bag, you know.
Any hassles?
No, I haven't been no hassles. Don't miss one like that. I sleep in a tent. But I had a little tent. It was like a two-man tent, but really one man. I'm up like that. They got soaked, the sleeping bag got soaked, everything got ruined, man.
Do you use food, not bombs?
Yeah, over there, yeah.
How is it?
That's a great place to be at, man. Them people are trying to help y'all can. They the ones giving me the tent that just got the show, the two-man tent. They gave me that, the sleeping bag, something to eat. About anything you need, really. After you ask them for it, if they ain't got it, they'll try to get it.
Are they serving food under the awning these days, in the parking garage, or are they serving at the town clock?
Yeah, they went to jail over at, I guess, for trespass or something once.
Did they go back there, or did they stay away at the clock?
They went back there. They said that they talked to the police and said that as long as there wasn't nobody, you know, caused no trouble or nothing like that in the garage. But if anybody, you know, stored anything in the garage, they could shut it down.
And so last time you ate at Food Not Bombs was when?
Yesterday.
And where did you eat there?
Over by the bank, in that garage.
Parking garage.
Yeah.
And are people making their way there, able to find it? They know it's there?
Yeah, parking garage over by Wells Fargo, yeah. And where they got it, it's right down in the bottom corner, so really it's not in the way of nothing, really. I mean, but the people coming around might be, you know, walking around. That might be a little trouble, I don't know yet. Because a lot of people come here, and if they're walking in all that parking garage, it wouldn't look good, you know. If they stay in that one area, they need to change that off or something, if they get it or whatever they're doing. That way people can't wander off in the parking garage.
Any hassles with police generally for you in the last few months?
Oh, yeah. I had them put me up and out and 3 times in one day last week.
Doing what? You were robbing the bank, were you?
No, I was just laying there trying to sleep. I put my little tent up. It's one of the little pop tents, like about 2 or 3 seconds. Put it up, got my sleeping bag, got in there. And
town clock?
Yeah, but they're at it, yeah.
What time?
The rain. It's about 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning. Mm-hmm. And I was just going to stay there today, daylight and then fold it back up, you know, because that's when they come in. About 8 o'clock or 9 o'clock, something like that.
And the other 2 times you mentioned?
I was on the sidewalk. They told me to get out there and get on the sidewalk. One crew did. So I did. Then another crew come in there and said, get off the sidewalk to somewhere else. So I went somewhere else over across the road by the bank over. Then they said, you got to go somewhere else. Can't stay here. So then I went down to the parking garage 3 times in one day, man. I said, man, all I'm doing is getting out of the rain. What the hell? I mean, I got one little tent here. A one-man tent, barely. And they didn't want you to be in there.
So how many times in that day did they go after you?
3 times.
And where did you end up staying?
Parking garage.
And they didn't go after you there?
They came by there and said we had to have, they were going to let us stay there because it was raining. But we had to have it up and out there by 8 o'clock in the morning.
Were there a lot of people there in the parking garage?
Probably about 20.
And has that been happening every night?
Yeah, when it rains and stuff like this, yes, sir.
And we have been talking with...
What?
Your name again is?
Ernie Slover, S-L-O-V-E-R.
Thanks, Ernie. You should be on free radio on the net probably, if not tonight, then Sunday. And that's it for the brief bit of the contemporary scene. But maybe if the power is on and if my power is charging up, I will be back with you on Sunday. So if you are too, then... you'll be hearing me, and I'll be talking to you.